From the original planners of the attack, it's Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is still a guest in Guantanamo Bay. And as far as I can tell, no one really knows what to do with him. And the other one, who is still active, is now the leader of Al Qaeda, Saif al-Adel. It's a younger generation, so he himself was not involved in the planning of 9/11 pre-2001. But of course, he is one of the very early members of the core Al Qaeda.
I do remember seeing him on that massive wanted poster that had Bin Laden at the top, and there was Ayman al-Zawahiri, and then there was this, I guess, group or list of lieutenants. I do remember Saif al-Adel was pretty high up on that list, right?
He was. And, not through career, but simply through attrition. Osama bin Laden died, Zawahiri took over, Zawahiri died. And although never really officially confirmed in inverted comma by Al Qaeda that he is the leader, the going wisdom is that he
Where is he? Why has he not been captured yet?
is. That's the tricky question. So, absolutely verifiably, he spent a considerable amount of time in Iran. Now, after 2001, all the Al Qaeda members, including high-ranking staff of Al Qaeda, left Afghanistan in two directions. They either went to Pakistan or they went via Iran. And the Iranian regime was smart enough to simply arrest every single one who came out of Afghanistan, exchange for some political concessions, the vast majority of, but kept high-ranking guys in a semi-house arrest, with a very simple deal with Al Qaeda. We have here, for example, the son of Bin Laden. We have the wife of Bin Laden. We have the spokesperson of Al Qaeda, and we have, for example, also Saif al-Adel. And if you ever dare to do anything in Iran, we will send them back in pieces. That deal worked very well until about the mid-2000s, when there were two Iranian diplomats being held hostage in the tribal areas in Pakistan, and they had to exchange those high-ranking members. But Saif al-Adel stayed in Iran. It was never really clear on his own volition because the Iranians encouraged him to stay there, but he was in Iran. And now the big question after the death of Zawahiri was, did he move? Now, the Taliban, and we've discussed this many, many times, are the last you would ask about this because they would simply lie. And it's not yet clear, has he gone to Afghanistan yet under the protection of the Taliban, or is the Iranian regime smart enough to actually hold him somewhat hostage to make sure that nothing ever happens in Iran? And should the need arise to exchange him, for example, with the United States?
Now, to this unfinished business, the other piece of it, the future, is he running an Al Qaeda that's actually listening to him, or can he run the Al Qaeda that exists today? Or and who's out there right now for Al Qaeda?
Yeah, I mean, the sad news is we are back in the 1990s, but with much more Al Qaeda than existed before 2001. So now, first of all, let's look at Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, the Taliban are back, and many, many of the individuals who were in power in Kabul until 2001 are back in the very same positions. And as far as I can tell, as far as my colleagues from the United Nations Security Council monitoring team can tell, Al Qaeda is pretty much doing what it used to do before 2001. It is training every single foreigner that comes to Afghanistan, and there are still foreigners going to Afghanistan to learn jihad. Not the same wave that we saw towards Iraq and Syria, but a small trickle, as it was, by the way, before 2001. So now they're training in the camps that we left behind. Again, similar deal. They're training fighters in combat and then hand them over as Taliban special forces. But what we do not yet know is, are they also recreating the very small number of highly trained terrorist specialists that they trained in Afghanistan? That we don't know. We also don't know how much the Taliban are allowing Al Qaeda to plan or not plan. So that's Afghanistan. But by now, Al-Qaeda is much larger than Afghanistan. There is the largest in number. You can always discuss which one is larger. I think they are the largest, Al-Shabaab in Somalia, who are an Al-Qaeda affiliate and the most motivated Al-Qaeda affiliate. Numerous times they asked for Al-Qaeda to accept their oath of loyalty, and only Zawahiri, bin Laden always negated it, and Zawahiri was the one who accepted it. That group has not an insignificant chance to take over the country next year when the African Union Transition Mission Forces, so very similar situation to Afghanistan 2021, are going to withdraw from the country. Then we have JINIM, the Al-Qaeda coalition in West Africa, the other end of the African continent. And they're running 45% here or there around that time, around that percentage of Burkina Faso, something that Al-Qaeda never did before 2001. And then we do have still some Al-Qaeda remnants in Syria. So Al-Qaeda now has a multi-pronged network that is personnel-wise, possibly money-wise, certainly as far as weapons and fighters is concerned, much, much larger than Al-Qaeda was before 2000.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.